17th of April, year of 2017. Palm Sunday is intended to be a day of celebration. So on this day, we remember how the people of Jerusalem welcomed Jesus into their city. You know the story. We hear it every year. It was in a recent book that I just read by theologian Marcus Borg, who is the canon theologian for the Diocese of Portland, Oregon. And it was my Lenten reading this year. And I'd like a couple phrases stuck in my craw, and I was very impressed by his scholarly way of putting something that happened so long ago and made it so vivid to me. So I now quote Marcus Borg. He said, imagine the imperial procession arriving in the city, talking about Palm Sunday, a visual panoply of imperial power, cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, banners, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold, sounds the marching of the feet, sounds of the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums, the swirling of dust, the eyes of the silent onlookers, some curious, some awed, some very resentful. Pilate's procession displayed not only imperial power, but also Roman imperial theology. Excuse me. According to this theology, the emperor was not simply the ruler of Rome, but the Son of God. This pagan heresy began with the greatest of the emperors, Augustus, whom we name one of our seasons and months after. He ruled Rome a couple decades before Christ. His father was said to be the son of God Apollo. The inscription referred to Augustus as Son of God, Lord, Savior, and one who had brought peace on earth. After his death, he was seen ascending into heaven to take his place, permanent place, among the other gods. Underscore this with Pilate's procession into Jerusalem embodied not only a rival social order, but also this rival theology. Pilate on one side of the city, Jesus and his disciples on the other, the same day. The stage was being set for an inevitable clash between the mightiest nation and kingdom in the world and the kingdom of God. And when that clash reached its climax, crushed in between the might of Rome and the will of God, was this broken body of the crucified Jesus. So Palm Sunday is a celebration. It was short-lived, and very soon the innocent Galilean was being tried before that same Pontius Pilate and was being turned over to the people to be crucified, as we just heard. Unwanted, rejected by his own people. But this really is not the end of the story, as you well know. Next Sunday, we will celebrate Christ's resurrection. Jesus Christ, who was dead, was made alive by the power of the Almighty God. The stone was rolled away. The tomb is empty. The risen Christ began making appearances to those who believed in him. We'll talk more about that next week. Now let's be content with these words from the psalmist. And I quote, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." End of quote. Friends, that's what happened on Easter Sunday. Jesus, who had been unwanted, rejected by his own people, lay in a lonely tomb. But as the first rays of the morning sun flooded the sky, God strode into that tomb and brought forth his beloved son, raising him from the dead. And now Jesus Christ reigns at the right hand of his Father. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. End of quote. And it is marvelous in our own eyes, Psalmist continues, for the Lord has done this this very day. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And we do rejoice, and we are glad, for that stone that was rejected is now the cornerstone. It is our Lord and Master. And the new life God has breathed into him on that first Easter Sunday is the life that all of us have been promised when we reach that life in paradise. We shall rejoice and be glad that our lives, until that day comes, we witness the heavenly chorus and we will see the throne of God taking up the song filled by these fickle crowds that this first Palm Sunday sang, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But this time, when we reach God in paradise, there will be no rejection. There will be no one wanted. The stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. So let us rejoice today and be glad. And look forward to next Sunday, and to when we will see the Lord face to face. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Amen.
Amen. Amen.